will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host. I'm Rob Artigo, your guest host for this edition of Tough Things First, the podcast with Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley. Founded and helmed Micrel Semiconductor for the better part of four decades. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Rob. Yeah, you make me sound like an old man.
Well, you know, with age comes a wealth of knowledge and wisdom, so we appreciate having you on the podcast. I enjoy the show The Profit with investor Marcus Lemonis. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have.
Of course you have. He recently had a special on it, on the business of marijuana in California, which is impacting pretty much every corner of American society at this point. And that meaning the marijuana industry, whether it's legal or not, or across the rest of the country, we're talking about, it really does impact every corner of American society. Humboldt County, the area that Marcus visited, for example, is considered the capital of marijuana production, produces just absolutely massive amounts of marijuana, more than Californians use every year they're producing it. So in that episode, I didn't actually watch it, but I gathered from reading on CNBC about the episode that it was a fact-finding mission for Marcus, not an investment, which made me feel a little bit better about Marcus, because I was concerned he was going to do a show about investing in marijuana. And that's just sort of my personal take on it, but one of the reasons why I think this is an interesting subject. Let's suppose someone approaches you and suggests investing in some kind of legal pot startup. So meets all the requirements for California's new laws, and it's a legal pot situation. What's your answer?
Well, I did not vote for the legalization of marijuana, nor would I. For medical or for other reasons. That's just my personal belief. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's one or two states that have legalized prostitution. And so, you know, I wouldn't sustain or vote for that either. I don't see the difference between, the legality or the morality of using marijuana versus the legality or morality of prostitution. And I know we kind of squint our eyes and we try to say, what's the comparison there?
Yeah.
Well, both of them are harmful, but in different ways, of course. But they harm us as individuals and the family. Both of them do. If there was a viable alternative, for something, not referring just to marijuana or prostitution, we should use that if it does not impact us or our families. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I look at, and is what kind of an example am I setting? And when I promote a particular product, I was glad to hear that Marcus was not considering investing in marijuana. But it was more on a fact-finding mission, and certainly there are a lot of things in life that I wouldn't get involved in, because I just don't believe in it. I don't drink, and so I would not invest in an alcohol generation business.
You're right. I actually made a note about Kramer. Since you mentioned you wouldn't invest in alcohol, let me pose this to you, because I'm sure you know Kramer from CNBC as well. So I recall on his stock show once, somebody had called in and wanted to know about Philip Morris, up or down in Philip Morris. And he said, look, I don't even want to talk about Philip Morris because I don't follow it, because it's not in my portfolio, and I don't support tobacco products. He said a man's got to have ethical standards. And that's always stuck out to me, because there are investments that I won't participate in. And I have to admit that one of those things, I wouldn't invest in a marijuana industry business either, or support in a material way, a a marijuana business. So is it fair to say that a prudent investor, and you just said alcohol, and I'm sure marijuana falls in that same category, there are things you just don't want to support, but any prudent investor should consider more than just a return on investment.
Absolutely. I mean, Philip Morris just announced that they're going to get out of the tobacco and not be in the tobacco industry. Why? Because there's been no demand for it. Now, I'm not sure it's an ethical thing. I think it's a economic reason why they're going to abandon the tobacco industry. And I could go back, 50 years and would not have invested in tobacco. And that's true for a lot of types of products. I remember at Micrel, we were looking at manufacturing these sensors for e-cigarettes, and I just went ballistic over that. Because I don't believe in e-cigarettes are still nicotine, even though they're not tobacco, you're allowing nicotine to enter your body.
Right.
It's just another form of injecting a drug, and I just went crazy over that one. So I wasn't supportive at all of that. Anyway, there's a lot of products that are out there that I wouldn't support because I don't believe they're good for us. And so you have to kind of be who you are both in your personal life and your business life. You can't bifurcate the two and say, well, this is business, this is personal. And that's what they call an amoral view. Amoral meaning that you'll let society dictate your morality. And I don't believe in being amoral. And I think, that the way you believe is the way you ought to vote and the way you ought to live your life.
And the argument comes back sometimes when I've had these discussions is that, well, hey, look, it's legal. They voted for it. It's legal. It's no big deal. It's not a big problem. And to me, it is. It is a problem. And so I have to take that into consideration. I don't necessarily need to look down on the other guy who's invested in it or is the one promoting it or whatever, but I don't have to be associated with that. I don't. And so because I don't, as a business person, those are my ethical standards and I'm just not going to do it. And there should be nothing wrong with that position. I mean, if you ask many people, would you invest in a company that's got a tractor out and mowing down the rainforest in the Amazon? They would say, no, I wouldn't vote for that.
Well,
because
that's
my standard. So
let me give you a perfect example. I mean, this is something that's near and dear to my heart because I am Mormon. Back in the 1800s, government of citizens of Illinois made it legal to kill Mormons. And so here's would you? I mean, just because it was legal, would you go? Would you then say, okay, I can go kill a Mormon? The answer is, I don't think any should be no. Yeah. It's because it's legal. Now they've subsequently, eliminated that. But just because something is made legal doesn't mean it's right. And I use this example of the legalization of killing Mormons in Illinois in the 1850s. There may be a lot of laws that come out, legalizing this or legalizing that, that are not really morally good for our society. And so bear that in mind. Just because it's legal doesn't mean it's right.
And it doesn't mean it's healthy or good for you. It just means that that's what they've decided to do. And you have to live with if we're young people or we're underage, and then things become available to us, alcohol. And so just because it's there doesn't mean you should take advantage of it. And doesn't mean you need to. You have to look at what's good for you personally, your health, your family, the community, and then make a decision from there.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people that have voted in favor of legalizing marijuana, and they'll say, well, I would never use it myself, but I don't want to keep somebody else who needs it and who wants it to use it. That's called being amoral, A-M-O-R-A-L, amoral,
yeah.
Not immoral,
yeah.
Amoral, meaning that it's not, it's just because you won't use it or do it, you don't want to deny somebody else the opportunity to use it or use it. And that's the part where I disagree. I mean, that's the amoral view is the issue. You know, you ought to vote the way you believe personally that you would use it. If you believe in smoking marijuana, and you would smoke marijuana, that's fine. Go ahead and vote for it. But if you don't smoke it and never intend to smoke it, but you vote for it, that to me is the problem.
Well, thank you again, Ray. Great conversation. I appreciate it. I'm Rob Artigo, and he's Ray Zen. And of course, Ray invites you back to check out toughthingsfirst.com. You'll find there links to his Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter pages, and also join the conversation. You can ask questions. You can send in requests. You can also ask Ray if you can guest host this very show. It'd be a good thing, right, Ray?
Absolutely. We'd love to have guest speakers on our podcast.
Thanks again, Ray.
Thank you, Rob. Always enjoy being with you.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.